Welcome to I Love Palm Beach. We talk about everything Palm Beach County, Florida has to offer and why you should make it your home. We are a team of real estate professionals who love where we live, and we want to show you why you will love Palm Beach too. You'll learn about our hobbies and our lifestyle stories for fun and amazing things to do. Follow in our search for stories to find the best of. Whether it's a specific food or service, Palm Beach has it all and does it bigger and better. Or follow our local hero stories to discover the amazing people who call Palm Beach home. And now, here's your host, Rebecca Giacoba.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to I Love Palm Beach. We are here with Bridget and Walter from Bridges and Walls Placement Service. We want you to know that Palm Beach County is for seniors. We have more resources available here for our senior community than probably anywhere else in the country, or at least will rival them. So Bridget, Walter, tell me how you got involved in this business and became involved in Palm Beach County.
Well, that's an exciting story. Walter, do you want to tell them how you were in the working in the seniors market, and then how we connected? I'll jump in.
So I've been in the healthcare industry for several years, I'll just say, and it started back. I was in pharma for a long time, working with Alzheimer's disease patients. So I started in the started working with seniors very early on in my career. From there, I did some work in the home healthcare industry, and I've always been good with computers. And one of the things that I was doing during my time was I kind of created a resource for seniors, you know, contact information, local resources, Alzheimer's Association, where places are that they need, the different resources available to them. And I had been looking to do a placement agency for a long time, and I just never had someone to work with. And I met Bridget, and at the time she wasn't really working, and I'll let her tell the story of how we met. And she's just amazing. I mean, when you see just talent, you just see talent. And we sat down, and after knowing each other for a while, I said, hey, listen, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'd love to bring you on board. You know, you're great at this. And that's kind of like the start of the company. We launched it immediately. It's interesting because when we first launched, we wanted to do everything slow and right. So we told only a handful of people about what we were doing, and we had no intentions of actually being up and active. I think it was in December of that year that we were going to try to be active. But by August, once people started hearing about us, they started sending us referrals. So we kind of had to jump in quick. And we've been doing it very well. Obviously, with everything that's happened since February, we've slowed down a little bit. But now that things are starting to pick back up around the state and in Palm Beach County, we're starting to get those calls again for the individuals that need our help.
Okay, wonderful. Bridget, let's hear your version of the story.
Oh, yeah, it's way more exciting. Walter, totally, that was 100% accurate. And Walter, that was awesome. But what Walter didn't tell you, that he's incredibly talented. And how we met was actually on the dance floor at this local dance studio called Dance Crush, hashtag go get your salsa on. And we met at a social, and we started talking, and I said, I'm a life and health coach with a knack for sales and marketing. And he goes, I have someone you have to meet. And then he got me involved in the home healthcare industry. And I said, Walter, I know nothing about the healthcare industry. I've been a domestic engineer for 10 years. He goes, don't worry. It's going to be awesome. You're going to get it really well because you know people so well. And I said, okay, all right, Walter, let's do this. And he goes, by the way, I have a vision for a placement agency. And I go, what's that? And he goes, I'm going to tell you everything. So he like launched me into a crash course of how to really help seniors, especially in, you know, this there's a surging need to help seniors in Palm Beach County find the right place for them to live, whether it be independent living, assisted living, or memory care. And there's so many, you know, there are hundreds of places in Palm Beach County. So when Walter proposed this idea, first of all, Walter's an exceptional dancer, but he's also an exceptional businessman. So I said, this could actually work. I see your vision. And so we launched our placement agency, and then he said, okay, we already have people calling us. So what I got to bring to the table was my coaching experience. And so I really got to help, you know, seniors and their families navigate around some of these obstacles that, you know, we oftentimes face with later on in life. We don't want to change. We don't want change. And, you know, when choosing a new home, it's an emotional process. So what, you know, Walter had all these places listed. He's like, okay, these are all the places we need to call to make sure that they're good, solid places. They follow the regulations. And we need to be completely knowledgeable so that anyone that comes across our path, we can help them find the right place for their needs and for their lifestyle. And so that's really how we got started, salsa dancing, and then just diving into networking and helping people wherever we were, in our networking meetings, in our communities. And Palm Beach County is a great place to help seniors.
Well, absolutely. And when I say we have every resource here, I think it's really hard to find out where to go. Like, a lot of people know a little bit about the pieces of the puzzle, but a senior doesn't necessarily know what they want to do. And as a realtor, I'm dealing with it all the time. I have a couple right now. I'm in that position. They're reluctant to go to any kind of senior facility, but they're selling the 4,000 square foot home. He's got memory care issues, and she can't take care of that big house anymore. So even just trying to find them a traditional apartment that doesn't have carpet, so he has no trouble with a walker, that doesn't have stairs, it's got to have an elevator, doesn't want to be on the first floor because of safety issues, then the car needs to be parked near the elevator. It's a real challenge. It's absolutely a challenge.
Absolutely. It becomes a full-time job, mm-hmm. right? It becomes yes. a full-time job to just navigate this area. Okay. All of those obstacles that you just said, I mean, we would immediately suggest, okay, I know exactly which places, where do you want to be located? Where does this individual want to
right.
be? What part of the county?
Yep.
What kind of place do they want? What's their budget? What's their insurance? You know, and from all of these questions, we just generate three perfect places for you based on that. And then we partner with other individuals, senior moving companies, home healthcare agencies, and other people in our network who can also help with that process, because it's all about camaraderie, you know, collaboration and community when it comes to helping seniors.
Absolutely. And I feel a lot of the families feel the pressure. They may not be here. They may be in another state. They, because of work commitments and now with COVID, they haven't been able to be here with their loved ones. And it puts a lot of stress and burden on them. So I'm so happy that I met you guys. I know some people in the industry, but they don't do all of the pieces. So let's use my family as an example. What would be the first step? They would schedule a meeting with you guys?
Yes. We are all about that personal connection. Our business line goes directly to our cell phones. And we just call and we hear their story. We hear what their journey has been like up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference for Bridges and Walls is, you know, since I am a life coach, we get to help on multiple
right.
and levels when it comes to the placement industry, you know, what makes us different. So we say, what's your story? What are your needs? What are your mm-hmm. desires for the next 20 years? You know, really stepping into their lives so that we get a good feel on how to find the right place for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the first part is just the connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you take them salsa dancing? Is that part of this?
If they want to go salsa dancing, I'm all about it.
Want to go salsa dancing.
Anyone, it's healthy for any individual. Especially, it's great for memory. You know, it's great to boost your memory skills. I would recommend salsa dancing to absolutely anyone. Walter knows. I just posted on Facebook, actually, Walter and I doing a dance at our local dance studio on Facebook. You guys should check it out.
Okay.
Walter Martinez or Bridget Hom, but it's so, it gives you a romance with life when you dance. So
absolutely.
I recommend any senior to go to the salsa. We actually had a couple seniors who would show up in the dance classes, you know, religiously, and they were phenomenal. You know, it's the dance community is just that. It's another community to plug into.
Okay, so when we talk about placements, are we talking about an assisted living facility, a home where they specialize in seniors, or maybe like an assisted living where it's a family home where several seniors? What are the options for people?
So when it comes to options for individuals that are looking for placement, right, there's basically three types of senior living. There's your independent senior living, right? These are the individuals that can live alone. They don't need any help, or they need minimal help that they can get with the assistance of maybe a home health care company, right? Uh-huh. And those are divided into two different ones. So on that aspect, you have your independent living facilities. So these are your independent buildings where people, you know, can go. They're almost like apartment complexes, right? But then you also have your retirement communities. So that's the option for seniors that, like your senior that you're talking about, downsizing from their, you know, 4,000 square home into these smaller communities. And that's typically the option for individuals and seniors that don't really need assistance, right?
Right.
Then the next option going down in the level of need is what people call your assisted living facilities, right? So assisted living facilities means these individuals can't really live alone, but they don't need 24-hour care. So they need someone to watch after them. Maybe they need someone to help them with a few of their activities of daily living, remind them regarding their medication. But they're not to the point where someone needs to keep an eye on them 24 hours. They're not wandering and they're not, you know, walking off, or they're not potentially in danger to themselves. And assisted living facilities still, although they're having assistance, there's still a lot of freedom for the seniors that are there. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the next phase of need, right? The next phase of need is what people, is what's your memory care, right? And your memory care is typically for dementia patients, Alzheimer's patients, but you have other patients in there, and these are the patients that need constant care. You're talking individuals who cannot live alone, are unable to perform most any activities of daily living. The risk of wandering is high. So a lot of these places, the staff to individual, the ratio is higher, and most of them are secure, meaning that the individual just can't walk off the floor and can't walk away. And then the next level up, which is not so much it's a living, is when you have to go into a skilled living facility. And these are the individuals that need medical care in their living. And those are the SNFs. You know, typically a skilled living facility has two types, short-term and long-term. The short-term is, you know, for example, you're in the hospital, you have surgery, you need therapy, but you can't go home yet. So you go into a skilled facility for a few weeks, they take care of you and you move out. That same skilled facility also has long-term beds for the individuals that have, you know, chronic diseases and need to be cared for more often. Where we focus primarily is in the assisted living market and the memory care market. Okay. We do work with a few independents that work with us. And, you know, as always, if individuals or seniors need help with other things regarding, you know, retirement communities, you know, we have a list of, I mean, there's literally hundreds of senior living communities. I mean, you know, Palm Beach is a retirement destination. A lot of seniors live here. So there's lots of retirement communities, lots of independent facilities, lots of skilled facilities, and lots of memory facilities. And, you know, depending on where you are, depends on what we recommend or who we talk to. You know, a lot of times when we're doing these senior living communities, that are homes, we'll work with individuals like yourself. We work with realtors also. Mm-hmm. We work with realtors also because what happens is if we have an individual that we're placing and we get the referral from a loved one, you know, out of state and they have a home, well, obviously we want to make sure that the person who sells their home is someone who's reputable, someone who we trust. And we have partners in all different industries. If we place someone in an independent living facility because they're not really ready for assisted yet, but maybe they could use a caregiver once a week just to help with things, we work with those organizations, and we have a vetting process that we literally only work with the best. And we know who the best is because we've been, you know, I've been in the industry for over 30 years. I mean, most people in all the industries have at least heard of me or Bridget, just based on what we've done. So, and the fact that we provide that high quality is why, our business is all referral based. I mean, you're talking about a company, we were getting patients before our website was up.
Wow.
We were getting patients before our LLC was even finalized. So now that everything's finalized and we're currently in the process of updating our website post COVID to update several new places. Some places have closed down, some places have opened up. But the fact is there's multiple options for seniors, and when they need help, that's where we are. And we can provide additional help. You know, it's not about putting them here, putting them there. Oh, this place knows us. It's about what's best for this individual. Where can we put them, and where can we put them that's in their budget, you know, and we'll make them happy and make the families happy.
Absolutely. It's the whole picture. It's the whole picture.
And yeah. And one of the other things that I will say, you know, we talked about the differentiators between us and a lot of the other industry, a lot of the other companies that are out there. There's several good, and trust me, I know them all, and they're all fabulous, wonderful people. Right. But one of the key differences that we do is once our website is up and running, unlike most of these other organizations, we actually have a list of all the facilities in Palm Beach County on the website. And the reason
that is fabulous to know.
And the reason we can do that is because we know what we provide. So we tell people, listen, you can go see what's there, but call us first. Because if you don't call us first, there's not much we can do once you start calling these other places. Mm-hmm. But at least you have the opportunity to see what's available. And then the other key factor that really, really makes this difference is Bridget. And I don't mean that because she's fabulous and special. I mean that because she's a in-demand life coach who's, you know, has clients all over the country for her life coaching. But what she does is the transition from home into an assisted or into a memory care, it's a huge change in the life of not only the patient, but also the loved one. You know, if it's a spouse and all of a sudden the husband who's been there or the wife that's been there in the house with them their whole life, and all of a sudden now just to spend time with them, they have to go see them in a facility. These are life-changing events. And the fact that we have a life coach who sits there, talks to them, and can kind of coach them through these times really makes a difference. And it makes a big difference also for the facilities because, you know, the key is when we place individuals in centers, right, the facilities don't want people coming in and then being unhappy and then leaving because, you know, they want the people once they're in there to stay in there. And not all facilities have a psychologist on board where they can, you know, tell people and make sure that they're happy. But mm-hmm. because we have these coaching skills, we can help coach the families and say, this is what the transition is going to be like. You know, this is what's going to be different. This is, you know, let's talk about what are you going to do now? You know, I mean, I can't tell you what she does because she's the magician, not me. But I mean, these families love her, you know, because we're able to provide things that other individuals and other organizations aren't simply because of the background that we bring. You know, my background is mainly in networking and researching and having connections all throughout the community. And her background is in coaching and dealing with the individuals one-on-one and making people understand that it's okay. Change happens. It's going to be difficult, but it's going to be okay. And I think the hardest thing for individuals when it comes to placing a loved one in an assisted living facility is people feel that they can do a better job than someone else taking care of their loved one, right? Oh, I don't want to put him in there because no one can help him like I can.
Yeah,
and right.
That's a great statement, but it's not always true. And here's where it's not true. You have an elderly couple that are in their 70s, right? And let's say it's the husband who's starting to have memory problems. You cannot tell me that a woman in her 70s or 80s has the ability to take care of her husband, who may outweigh her by 100 pounds, right? To help him bathe, to help him go to the bathroom, to help him to do all these things. And it's not out of love. It's not she can't do it out of love. It's she physically can't do the things that she
absolutely
needs.
Absolutely.
You know, and what happens is not only is she physically not able to do it, another issue, right, is depression, right? Seniors, there's a high rate of depression in seniors. And it goes even higher when these seniors have to take care of a loved one. You know, it's better for this senior not to be sick because they're up, you know, 20 hours a day caring for their loved one, but have them somewhere that they can take care of them, where they can visit, and they can actually both of them be healthy so that the caregiver is around for just as long as the loved one is. And there's a lot of these issues that you have to tiptoe around because people don't want to hear it, even though they need to hear it. And we're fortunate enough to have someone who's able to walk them through that aspect of placement, because it's not just find me a place. There's a lot more than just find me a place, because if it was just find me a place, the internet would be able to do everything we do.
Valid point. That's so true. And it's really about taking care of the individual and choosing the best path for them to stay well and live a quality life. Okay, so we talked about the problem, but can we just talk about how most of these places in Palm Beach County are super posh? I mean, most of
them. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, come on now. Like, they are not bad places. I want to live in one, okay? Like, I'm not going to name certain places. However, they are usually like cruise ship living.
Absolutely, yeah.
Places. And if you have an excellent long-term care policy, you are going to be set living that cruise ship lifestyle with extra help and entertainment all day long. Their activity directors at most of these places have phenomenal things for the seniors to experience. They take field trips. I mean, I personally have brought salsa dancing lessons to these facilities, okay, these communities. So they are constantly bringing in people and chefs. And I mean, the quality of food is exceptional. I have sat and eaten with them. They're like, hey, Bridget, come and sit with us. I'm like, absolutely. 100%. This is better than I can make anything at my house right now. So, I mean, it is actually, most of these places have leveled up in the care that they provide, but also in the opportunities to have a life that they will thrive in. It's really about thriving. So most of these assisted living, memory care, independent living facilities, I mean, they have so much for the senior to continue to thrive versus staying in their home isolated.
I agree with you 100%, but it's that fear of the unknown and having spent that time in your house. And one of my friends, she does placement for a facility. I'm not going to say which one, but her biggest fear is getting them to sell the house so they can go into it, because they're afraid to give up that house. They think it's not going to sell. You know, they're just worried about leaving their stuff. They're not going to be able to bring it. Will the grandkids be able to come? And they have such a hard time trying to give them that peace of mind to get them to the next step, where they're free from the burden of taking care of the house and hiring the lawn guy and the pool guy and all those things. But that was their life for a long time. So
sure.
It's the habit.
Well, that's why we partnered with Senior Movers as well. They are not real estate agents. They work with real estate agents. And we have a couple of partners within the senior living industry. And they help the seniors really go walk down memory lane, make the choices, like where do you want to go? What do you want to bring with you? I mean, they do an extensive process to not only help the senior to transition, but to heal, to feel confident and comfortable with their transition, but also providing their loved one with a sense of ease and comfort that, okay, someone's helping, someone's partnered with me. And partnership is a huge thing when it comes to transition.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to get names of some of those companies, and we have need for one right now. But so let's talk about the logistics. So what is the budget for people? Is it anywhere from I'm just on Social Security to I have a lot of assets that I want to protect? How does that work? I think that's another fear people have.
So when it comes to budget, right, there's a wide range of pricing from a couple thousand dollars, under $2,000 to $10,000 a month, right? It all depends on where you're going, what you're doing. And obviously, when we talk with individuals, you know, we discuss what their budget is, because that'll tell us where we can place them,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yep.
But it's not just limited to individuals that have money. You know, Medicare has a program. I'm sorry, not Medicare, Medicaid has a program that can help with payments. So, you know, you're talking individuals that may have no money. You know, they have their Social Security check, but, you know, they may also have Medicaid. And they're not, and you know, the issue with that is not all the places take Medicaid stipends. So, you know, you have to figure out which are the ones that take those. So, money is the biggest issue. But what money really determines more than anything is, which are the facilities, not that can you get in a facility, it's which are the options that are available to you. And then when you talk about, you know, you're talking about the logistics, let's talk about, assisted living facilities in general, because reality, there's two types of assisted living facilities, right? There's something that you call your small ALF, and then there's the big ALFs, right? So what's a small ALF? A small ALF is typically a six bed home. So, you know, I'm in my home or whatever, you know, not my home, but somebody purchases a home. They convert it to the specs that are required by the government. And the quality control and all the regulations that need to be filed, and they can place up to six beds, you know, depending on which license they get. The six is usually the smallest, and they take care of seniors assisted living in the home. Are there benefits to this? Yes, there are benefits to this. The transition may be a little bit easier because you're not going from a home into a building and an apartment complex. You're going from a home into a home, so that transition's a little easier. The owner typically is on site, so you personally know who's the owner, and the owners are really about best quality. I want to make sure everybody's happy. I talk with everyone. And you know, you get that warm feeling because it's a home, right? Disadvantages are, there's not as many activities that you have. They can't really bring in as much as the other places do. There's still activities there, but they may not be, you know, these painting classes and all the other things that the larger facilities can afford, right? So, you know, you really have to look at what's best for you in regards to size of the facility, the budget, where in Palm Beach County you want to live, are there specific resources that you want? You know, one of the key transitions that we've had people come up to us and say, you know, my loved one has Alzheimer's disease, they don't need a memory care yet, but I need to place them in an assisted living facility, but I would like one that also has a memory care unit because I don't want to transition them from one community to another twice, right? So these are all things that need to be discussed that we kind of talk to people about to find the exact one that's perfect for them. But like I said, there's so many different varieties. Even the pricing, it changes, you know? One of the key things with pricing is flat rate. So, you know, you go in there and a lot of these small ALFs, the six bed ALFs, they're flat rate. It cost me, you know, $2,000 a month, making up a price, but $2,000 a month. But I know every month it's $2,000, right?
Right.
And then you have these a la carte places where you're renting the apartment, right? That's one. But then what level are you? Are you level one, two, or three? And they grade you when you walk in. Level one costs X, level two costs Y, level three costs Z. So the price can change. And then the amenities, do you want? Do you want one meal a day? Do you want two meals? You know what I mean? So there's different ways and different payer formats also. So there's a lot of things to consider when looking for these things. And these are all the things that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'll go on the internet and I'll find a place. It's beyond that.
Because it's really difficult to do that.
It is. And if you don't, and the thing is if you don't know what you're looking for and you're just calling, you know, remember when you call a place, they're going to sell it like it's the best place in the country, right? Mm-hmm. Even if they're not. So you really do need assistance in navigating the waters of all the options, all the variables, when it comes to placing a loved one in the right place.
Exactly. And if I can, that's exactly what we, when we started this company, the vision that Walter had for Bridges and Walls was being a placement agency that was a one-stop shop. That if you needed, we wanted to have, you know, multiple partners in our back pocket to say, hey, you need a good home health care agency. If you're not ready to step into the assisted living, memory care, we have some great ones. Whether they be private duty or if they have Medicare insurance, you know, we wanted to provide that to them. We wanted to be a resource, not only just to find them the right place to live, but we wanted to be a resource for them. Senior movers, if you need some good senior movers, if you need real estate agents, if you need just anything having to do with taking care of the seniors well. We even have, you know, the savvy senior. We have people who can help with technology to help seniors help with, you know, learn technology at their pace.
That is the lady I met. She's like the social senior. What is her name?
Tiffany.
Yes. She wants to do a podcast. And I thought maybe we could do a panel with one of you guys or both of you guys, Tiffany, and then the lady from the pet cottage, and just kind of have a fun little thing with that someday if you guys would be up for it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They're two wonderful women and they really believe in their mission. It's really, really neat.
And I love the social thing because it's difficult. You have to do everything online now, you know?
Oh my God. But
you can't just go to the bank. They're like, well, go online and look it up. And a lot of seniors never had to use computers. They don't know what to do. They can't even look at their bank account or get carry out food. You can't call the pizza place anymore. You have to figure out delivery dudes or Uber Eats or something like that. And it's not as simple as, you know, it is for maybe some of us that use technology all the time.
And you know, and now, especially now with the way things are changing with COVID, social media has become the way for them to interact with loved ones and family.
Yes,
because they can't see them face to face anymore. I'm actually working with Tiffany on another project where we're going to be doing a senior tech talk. And we've partnered with Aetna.
That's amazing.
And Aetna's going to be hosting it. Aetna's going to be paying, and we're going to be doing a virtual. I mean, I know it's virtual, but we're going to try to get them on, and we're going to try to teach seniors how to use social media to keep in touch with their loved ones.
I had a lady, one of our clients the other day, another senior client, and she had to reschedule her appointment because she had to go to a Zoom funeral. It was her first time on Zoom. And it was a funeral.
Oh.
And I was just heartbroken. I said, why didn't you let me know? I would have come over and set it up for you so you didn't have to get frustrated. But she got on and she was able to attend the funeral. So it's strange times these days.
You need to help seniors level up in their understanding of technology. So Tiffany's skills are incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen, I'm 35. I just turned 35. I don't tell anyone. I guess I just told all of Palm Beach County. However, I mean, my 10-year-old, he'll just get on my laptop. I go, how did you get there? You know, I mean, the tech, everything's growing. I mean, it just changing so drastically in the world of technology. So I can't imagine, you know, as a senior, you say, oh, just get on a Zoom call. And they're like, I'm sorry, you mean go really fast? You know, like,
they don't know.
Mm-hmm. What? You're right. You're 100% right. So it's so important to have people in your network who are compassionate and who have patience and understanding to really help those around them understand this new world that we're living in, especially due to the COVID days, so they can connect with their grandchildren and their children and, you know, still stay connected so they can thrive.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys. You are a wealth of information, Walter. It was amazing to meet you.
We'll schedule
something else again soon. And of course, Bridget, it was always lovely. Do you want to give your website so people know where to find you guys?
It's bridgesandwalls.net.
Okay. And I'll put that on the notes for the podcast. Anything else you'd like to share?
You can just call us. I mean, honestly, just call us. I mean, I'm happy to give my personal cell. I receive calls all over from, you know, our referral partners and anyone who's gotten our number from our referral partner. So anyone could call me, you know, Bridget at 561-676-1321. And I'm more than happy to have a conversation and chat with you about what your story is, where you're at in your journey, and how we can help.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this week's show, and we hope you visit again next week. Please share with your friends, and we look forward to showing you around our amazing city soon. Visit GiaRealty.com. That's GiaRealty team.com. Or you can call us at 561-203-4661.